This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yep, we're back with more Free Talk Live here as we launch into the third hour of the program. It's open phones, as it always is. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. And normally the Discord quality is actually very good, but right now I'm actually getting a notice from Discord here saying that the quality is not as good right now. So we're going to try the Discord line.
Is that system-wide, or are we having unusually high load?
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's a bunch of people that have joined the server over the last 30 minutes. There was a gentleman who called in the last hour for listeners just tuning in, a guy named Isaac, a.k.a. Ask Yourself. I guess he's got a YouTube channel. One of his fans is also a listener of ours, and he kind of suggested that the guy should call in to talk about veganism, or in his case, animal rights. And it became a difficult conversation to have. We tried to have him on for more than one segment, and in the second segment, we tried to ask him a couple of questions, and he just wasn't, you know, even stop. He wouldn't even stop talking long enough to listen to the question we were trying to ask. I was trying to ask him. He said he kept throwing around the word Holocaust in reference to animals being slaughtered and eaten. And I presume that's what he was referring to, but I wanted him to define what he meant by Holocaust. Nobody, you wanted him to talk about his definition of rights. And the reason why it's important to ask these questions is because if you don't have a similar basis of definition on which to have a conversation, you can't have a meaningful conversation because you're talking past one another.
Exactly. So. And, you know, all of these words that we use are symbols. And if I don't know what a symbol means to you,
right,
if we don't agree on the meaning, then we literally don't know what we're talking about.
That's correct. You might as well be speaking a foreign language at that point. You have no idea.
It's more like bashing using emotions than actually having a real debate based on rational reasoning.
Well, that's I always object to that in the abortion debate where. You know, people like to use murder as, well, do you think it's okay to murder babies when this? And the thing is, murder is a legal term. It's not a moral term. Mm. And legal is defined, and murder is defined as unlawful killing.
What is a better?
So it's inappropriate to use the word murder in a discussion about whether or not a particular type of killing is appropriate.
What would be a better word?
It's begging the question.
What's a better word than murder?
Kill.
Okay.
It's more. It's unambiguous. It's neutral emotionally, and it doesn't beg the question.
So people can...
Oh, sorry, I didn't introduce our next caller here yet. Sorry, NK is on the line. You started talking.
I'm like over...
I had you turned on, I didn't realize it. NK is calling us from California, and go ahead, you're on Free Talk Live.
Cool, awesome. What's up, guys, first of all?
We're on the radio, by the way, so please don't say a certain few words and, you know, force us to have to hit a dump button on you, okay? Just so you know, this is a radio broadcast. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm a Twitch live streamer. I understand how this goes.
Right on.
Just out of curiosity, it seems like you have some contention with vegans, potentially.
No, absolutely not.
We know vegans. We have friends that are
vegan. The guy who invited the gentleman Isaac on the show is one of my tenants. I mean, he lives here, so we get along fine.
Yeah. Ah, nice.
All of us are friends with him.
I've eaten at the vegan restaurant in town, you know? Like I don't have a problem with...
A couple times a week we go out with him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, there's some great.
Right. The only problem that we had with the call in the last hour was that he just kept talking and wouldn't stop to answer a question. We answered some of his questions, but he wouldn't answer one of ours. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. I'm not necessarily going to comment on the ask yourself situation.
Yeah. Most of our listeners that are just tuning in didn't even hear it. So go ahead with whatever you had to say.
Yeah. No. I know. Ask yourself. I've been in his server since like day one. So I know the crowd. Anyways, I wanted to see your guys' view with respect to like definitions. Do you think that definitions are just things that individuals hold and they have to agree on the definitions together in order for it to be correct? Or is there some other position that you take on definitions?
I don't think that definitions are necessarily right or wrong, but the thing is, when you're having a philosophical discussion, you almost have to define terms at the beginning of it so you can understand, so that you can communicate.
Well, whether or not the two parties...
If the situation requires clarity, though.
Well,
right?
But whether or not the parties agree is immaterial.
If you say Holocaust and you like, twitch a little bit, and nobody... Like, not everyone seems to be on the same terms, if... Like, so, what, AY did not define Holocaust?
I tried to ask him over and over again to define what he meant by Holocaust. And look, I don't have to agree. Just to clarify something, hold on, nobody. I just want to know what your definition is. When not you necessarily, NK, but whoever it is we're talking about. I don't have to agree with the definition, but if I can at least understand what your definition is, then we can have some level of communication.
The other thing is we might...
Right, did you get the sense that he wouldn't provide it?
I think it might be more interesting to discuss the issue at hand than to dissect the previous discussion of the issue.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, why don't you give us your thoughts on why we should be vegan?
If that's what you're talking about.
Okay, sure.
If that's your position.
Yeah, by the way, I am noticing a little bit of delay on my end, so that's fine. Okay, so clearly there are differences between... Sorry?
Discord is degraded a little bit.
You sound fine, though. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm on literally one bar, but hey, we're good. So I'm curious if you guys have any, like, substantive reasons to go vegan already. Like, have you run through the arguments 100%?
I mean, I'm not going to argue for going vegan, so I'm not sure what you want me to do
here. No. I'm saying, has somebody ever like, argued towards...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, look,
position?
We've been doing this radio show for... I mean, not everyone in the studio, but this show's been on the air, and I've been with it for 15-plus years at this point. So we've certainly had vegans call into the program in the past. By no means is this the first night in our history where we've had a veganism discussion with callers.
Yeah, well, we're all kind of amateurish philosophers to some extent, so we have a lot of debate. So,
that's fair enough.
I think just a lot of people disagree with me.
We're all amateurs here. I'm not like some, you know, big hotshot philosopher over here, but I think the arguments for veganism are pretty sound, and I was curious if you can test
Why are you a vegan? Why don't you just tell us what your reason was?
Well, I'm hoping I can persuade you towards a vegan position, but the reasons why I went vegan was simply that I couldn't justify the animal holocaust. Like, I couldn't justify accepting abhorrent conditions for animals that I wouldn't accept for, like, children or, like, other...
Okay, but what about the, what about the free-range chickens instead of the caged chickens? Was that not good enough?
Free-range? Well, I don't really necessarily know, like, free range doesn't necessarily entail some, like, quality of treatment. Free range, it's just like, okay, yeah, these animals will have, like, space to roam around with, but...
That's what that entails, yes, that's correct. Can you define the Holocaust term, since you also used it, please?
Yeah, sure, it's just slaughter or killing on a mass scale. So that can be used cross-species.
What about the plant Holocaust?
Well, it seems like, I mean, okay, we can talk about plants for just a moment.
I think we should.
Plants, you will... Yeah, because you brought it up. So plants, you'll actually end up using more plants. You'll kill more plants in essence, not being on a vegan diet. So just understand that that's a thing.
I want to bring you back here, NK. If you can stand by, we're going to bring you back. More with NK in California. He's a vegan. He wants you to be vegan. And what do you think? If you want to jump in, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE. I've got an interesting story about plants and how they feel when caterpillars take a bite out of them. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're actually loaded up right now, so if you want to get in on Discord, you're going to have to wait over at discord.lrn.fm. That's a nice problem to have. We've got a lot of people who are on the line on Discord who want to talk about veganism. Apparently, we have had a large influx of vegan listeners here tonight, and you're more than welcome to join us here. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We're going to continue. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by local.bitcoin.com. It's a new site launched by bitcoin.com this summer to allow people to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods globally. And there's no ID requirements to sign up for or use the site, and communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. It's a global trading platform that respects your privacy. You can visit local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. As we go back to NK, he's on the line with us on the Discord server. NK, I'd asked you, and you know, I'm glad we were able to have this conversation, and that we're actually like you know listening and being able to answer and ask questions. Because I'd asked you about the Holocaust of the animals, and I said, well, what about Holocaust of plants? And
right. Yeah, that was the last thing.
And so I have a news story here about videos captured by researchers. A study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison published in, I guess it was last year, in September, revealed that when a plant is injured, the plant releases a nervous system-like signal throughout the plant's body, similar to the pain response found in humans and other animals. When a human is injured, sensory cells in our bodies alert our nervous system to release the neurotransmitter glutamate. This stimulates a part of our brain to release adrenaline, which kicks in our fight or flight response into gear. Plants don't have the nervous systems, but video captured by the scientists behind the study of the injured plants shows that they do have their own version of fight or flight when they come under attack. Because they lack a nervous system, plants don't have neurotransmitters, but they still do have glutamate. In the video, a plant is bitten by a caterpillar and releases glutamate at the bite site. This activates a calcium wave to rush through the plant's entire body, which then triggers the plant to release their own stress hormone. Without going further, you know, it's an interesting video to watch. You can actually see this glutamate shooting through this calcium wave shooting through the plant. It suggests that maybe plants don't want to be eaten. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I get it. I'm just unclear on if those things are specifically connected to like some neurological phenomena. I don't know if it's like very intuitive with respect to like medical or rather authorities on plant biology. It seems like the general tendency is that we refer to two categories. We either refer to plant perception that is in the paranormal category or the physiology category. So you're either saying that there's something that is happening with respect to like photonastic responses, like response to like sunlight, chemonastic responses, like you were talking about, response to calcium. I don't know if I'm not convinced of the argument that that would
I'm not trying to
justify like slashing the throats of kids in Yemen, for instance. Like I wouldn't justify plants being saying that just because I eat plants, like I can then justify like
that's not the argument. I'm not making that argument. I don't think anyone here is making that argument. I'm only bringing this up just to sort of question the idea that like a lot of people who support veganism are saying that they don't want to see animals get hurt. But what if plants are also getting hurt? I mean, I've also read another, I forget what the study was or whatever, but I read a story about they somehow, I don't know how they did this, but they discovered that through the root systems of plants, they also can communicate in some way with one another about plants being, you know, harvested or attacked or whatever in one area, they can communicate that to other plants elsewhere. What if it turns out, this is just a thought question, you know, like I'm not saying you ought to stop eating the way you eat or anything.
You're not
like
even
that.
Saying this is correct. You're
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, like yeah. What if it turned out that plants
That's a philosophical
have
question.
Feelings too?
Right.
You know? Would you then starve yourself to death? NK? Are you still there? He's still connected.
Did he give up?
No, I don't know. He's
Hello?
Still, hey, are you? Yeah, you're still there. Did,
hey, oh, okay. Sorry. I was, like, trying to respond at certain points.
We hear you now.
Yeah, okay. So.
Told you. We can't. Anyway, the toll-free number here was a good call, though. I mean,
yeah, that was a great call.
Yeah. I do want to say...
Comparatively, anyway.
I just want to say thank you to NK because it was a great call. It was read until the S word, and then we had to let you go. So thanks for that. You can call back any other time, though, any other night. So let's continue here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've actually got some folks on the phone lines as well. You know, this is a hot topic here. I'm going to say we could do an after show if you want to continue. I'm going to let you guys think about that. If you want to do more, because I suspect these calls will continue, and then we can go
to... I'd be down to do an after show.
We can go to our after show where you can say the S word on the air, and nobody gets mad about it. It's totally fine on the after show, because the normal show that we do is for radio broadcast, and there's just a handful of words that the FCC just doesn't want said on the air, unfortunately. So we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts here. Whether you want to talk about animal rights, veganism, etc., or bring up whatever's on your mind, let's continue. Anglo Ubermensch is on the line,
Hello.
Calling from the UK. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I guess
that's an interesting name.
Yeah. I'm a Nietzsche fan. By the way, nice to talk to you because I'm actually an Austrian.
You're an Austrian or what?
School economist.
Oh, excellent.
Libertarians of what you find there.
Oh, groovy.
Very good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to go back to this idea of plants having,
Huh? You cut off there, and I don't know if it's your voice activation feature. Plants having what?
I apologize. I want to go back to this idea in the last conversation about plants feeling...
Plants having feelings. Okay. I think what I'm going to ask you to do, Anglo, is I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. I'm going to have you check your settings on your Discord and turn down the voice activation level. There's a setting in Discord where if the voice activation level sort of clip meter or whatever is too high up, if you get too quiet, it'll cut you off, and then we can't hear what you're trying to say. So I'm going to have you check that, and we're going to get back to you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The way you can watch our after show is you can connect to our Twitch or our DLive channel. These are two of our main video streaming platforms. That's where we do the after shows when we do them, and it's actually been probably like most of a month.
Over Discord as well?
No, it does not. We're not going out over Discord right now anyway. There's no bot in Discord at the moment, so...
Oh, okay, so people are connecting into us from Discord, but they can't hear us on Discord.
Yeah, the Discord bot that transmits the show is highly unreliable, and it's not there most of the time. So the best way to listen to this show is to do it through either the TuneIn app or DLive or Twitch, your local radio station. You can go to freetalklive.com, lrn.fm. Discord really, at this point, is not a way to listen to lrn.fm, and it never really was. We tried to have an app in there. Anyway, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. I'm not sure where our commercial break is, but we just ran straight into that. So at this point, I don't know if Genesis Communications Network is having some technical difficulties as well. We're just continuing to talk here into our break because it's 29 minutes after GCN is supposed to be playing some commercials, but they may be having some kind of difficulty.
To shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move toward Florida with increasing fury, menacing the eastern coast with potentially devastating direct hits, while also giving indications it may just skirt up the U.S. coastline. Forecasters continue to warn that no one is out of danger at this point, and Dorian could still hit Florida with extremely dangerous 140-mile-an-hour winds late Monday, with millions of people in the crosshairs. But some of the more reliable computer models predicted a turn northward that would have Dorian hugging the coast, delivering just a glancing blow, according to the National Hurricane Center. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a bunch of people that want to talk about veganism on both our Discord call-in lines and also, apparently, on our normal call-in lines. Our normal lines, by the way, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Now, look, I don't care what you eat. It's none of my business. Whatever it is, it makes you happy. If it feels good, I say do it. But one thing's for sure, no matter what you're eating, you do need to have good mouth hygiene. And my Magic Mud can help you with that. It's black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And I think a lot of us can agree that having a completely natural solution for cleaning your teeth is a better one. In fact, My Magic Mud is clinically proven to whiten teeth. It's available at health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. And we can save you 20% off. You don't have to leave your house. You just go to MyMagicMud.com and use code FTL20. That's FTL20 to save 20% off your purchase. And if you buy enough stuff, you'll get free shipping there as well. And it doesn't take much to get to the free shipping level. So head over to MyMagicMud.com and get My Magic Mud. They've also got toothpaste. That's what I use here. And then there's also their mouthwash and some other products. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL20 for 20% off. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Angelo Ubermensch is on the line with us here. Hopefully we can hear you better now. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me better?
So far, yes.
Yeah, excellent, excellent.
So what were you calling about?
So I wanted to go back to this issue on plants having feelings.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but some evidence suggests that they might not like being eaten.
Let's say this. Let's assume that plants feel just as much as animals.
Okay.
It would still be more moral to go vegan. Do you know why? It's because you need to use more plants to feed animals and then use those animals to feed humans rather than actually just getting it directly from plants.
Okay, but you do... So
even if that was the case, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I see your point.
So... the thing that I'm curious about is, do you believe that it's murder when one animal kills another animal?
I believe in the principle of necessity. So if we look at an animal in the wild, they have to kill and eat another animal, like, a lion and a gazelle, because there's that principle of necessity. They have to cause that pain and suffering to live. But us as humans living, in a modern era with supermarkets, we have all these, delicious vegan and vegetarian options. We really don't have the necessity to eat meat. In fact, eating meat actually causes so many health problems, it's actually ridiculously detrimental to eat meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't speak to that. I can't agree with it or disagree with it. I don't know.
Well, some people have lost significant amount of weight going with the meat-based diet. So.
Yeah, well, myself included. I've been on the on a low-carb diet for quite a while, and
if you
I'm
can
down
lose
to 200 pounds
right.
from...
If you can lose a bunch of weight through eating meat, then that's actually better health, it sounds to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a doctor.
I guess the thing that the issue that I have with the whole vegan idea, for one thing, it's not true that the whole world has supermarkets. Okay, there's a few privileged countries where people have supermarkets and nobody starves to death, but that's just in a few advanced, relatively free market countries. If you look at Africa, there's a lot of people who are starving to death, and so that's the land of plenty is, I guess, basically, regardless of whether or not animals have rights, I'm more concerned about the rights of humans, which are which are disregarded so widely that that's the fight that interests me more.
Well, it's perfect that you would say that, actually. Because so let's take away from the Western idea, which I was trying to get to. But yeah, let's go to the third world. If we look at the amount of food, the amount of calories that you can produce per unit of land, it's much more economically efficient to produce plants as opposed to meat. So if you want to feed as many people as possible, then going on a vegan diet is actually the best way to do it.
What do you say to the people who say the opposite of what you say, that vegan diets don't have everything that you need, that if you look at vegans, they tend to be gaunt, they tend to seem like they're not as healthy as they could be? Is that
sickly,
just,
right?
Is that just propaganda?
Yeah, I answer that.
Is that propaganda?
I believe that when we're looking at any issue, it's important that rather than looking at individual anecdotes, we look at the real scientific studies. So, for example, if we look at the UN report, like the official UN report that came out not long ago, they literally said that we could feed more people by feeding people on plant diets than animals. And in the worst case scenario, where everybody could only eat a plant diet, everything would be fine. And then especially if we look at best cardiologists in the world, all of them say that like things like a vegan diet can be the only thing that can help to cure things like heart disease and stuff like that. So I think it's important we look at the professionals, we look at the scientists, rather than just saying my random vegan friend is a bit goofy.
So I don't necessarily disagree with a lot of what you're saying, actually, but I do have to ask you one question. Do you believe in animal rights?
Yes, I believe that animals have rights.
Okay, and then the next question is, do you believe in using violence against those who don't?
Don't what?
Don't believe in animal rights.
Do I believe in using violence against those who don't have animal rights?
That don't believe in animal
rights. Basically, are you willing to use force to defend animal rights is the question, I think.
No, I don't believe that the best way to prevent pain and suffering for animals in the long run is to use any kind of violence. I don't believe in using violence to broadcast my message of veganism, and I believe that humans are rational, and they will come to see that veganism is the best way.
That's a completely legitimate position, and I completely respect it. As long as you're not willing to use violence against your neighbors who might be, have a different belief system than you, then you're okay with me as far as that's concerned. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Well, I mean, I wanted to push you on an issue before. So you've essentially said that you live in a Western society where you can eat plant products, but yet you, by buying meat, you are contributing to the pain and suffering of millions of animals. 150 million animals do die every day, and that's important to bring up, and you are contributing to the pain and suffering that takes place. So why don't you incorporate more vegetables in your diet or even go vegetarian or vegan? I'm curious why you think you have the right to kill animals.
Well, the answer to that is I am an animal, okay? And I evolved in certain ways, and I evolved to be a human and to live as a human. And humans are omnivorous. I don't have a human is not apart from nature. It's a part of nature. So unless we're going to start going out with hunting rifles and killing, lions for hunting, then, I guess it's not a concern to me. Everything in nature kills things to live. That's just part of it. It's not a black and white.
It's not a black and white issue as you're projecting it to be. There are benefits to eating meat, and there's also negatives to eating meat. One of those negatives is, an animal dies.
Yeah, and I don't want to kill an animal personally. I'm grateful for the people who do that sort of work, and I think a lot of people appreciate the ones that do the less harmful or the less, slaughtery style methods of
this. I think the solution to this is to work on basically creating better products effectively.
Well, what about lab-grown meat?
Right.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a great example, lab-grown meat.
What do you think about that, Angelo? Would you eat lab-grown meat?
I would certainly consider it. I mean, to be honest, I've got to this point being vegan that my taste buds have just completely changed, and I actually don't really want to eat meat.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough.
I would like to push you on something you said, though.
I want to say this. I want to make room for other folks, but you're welcome to call any night of the week. We're here 7 nights a week, and it's been a good call. So thank you, Angelo. I appreciate that. We got some other people here that have been waiting patiently. I'm going to try to get as many of them in on the radio show as we can, and then we can keep going.
How many callers do we got?
Probably more than we're going to be able to fit in.
Wow.
There's a couple on the phones. There's a couple on Discord.
Okay.
And we'll continue, though. We'll keep this going after hours. We'll do an after show here. And then if you want to call back in, if you've already called in once, that's fine. But I want to get people on who haven't had a chance to speak yet. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain in this radio version of Free Talk Live. And I want to say welcome to those who are tuning in for the first time tonight, not just on the radio, but on our internet platforms. We're on, of course, Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm, DLive at dlive.lrn.fm. And we don't mention it a whole lot, but we are on YouTube, and some people are sharing the YouTube link in the chat room. I want to try to discourage you from doing that. We are on YouTube on the radio show, but when we change into after show mode, we will not be on YouTube. So the after show only is available on Twitch and DLive. So you need to, if you want to keep listening after our radio show's over, we're going to keep going. We'll go into internet only mode, which means that you can say words that you can't say on the radio on the internet show. But we don't do that on the YouTube channel. We only do that on Twitch and DLive. So
now,
head over
for
there.
Twitch and DLive, for those who don't know, do you need to install any special software?
No, you don't. Just a web browser.
Just a web page.
Yeah, anybody with a web browser. If you want to watch on your phone, you probably ought to download their app. It makes it easier. And there's an app for DLive and there's an app for Twitch. So either one of those will work.
Is there a stream? There's no stream to the website either for the after show, right?
There's no audio stream to
a video stream
Free Talk
then?
Live. On DLive and Twitch, that's where the video stream
is. Okay, but not on the FreeKeen.com site.
FreeKeen doesn't have anything to do with this.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Right. So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to continue. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here tonight. I don't know if we're going to get back to the rest of your story. We had this cable company story. It was interesting, and I hope we'll get a chance to talk about it.
It was pretty good, but let's keep going with this. And this is also interesting. So.
Yeah, well, this is the way the show works. You call in. We'll talk to you about whatever it is that you want to discuss, and let's go to Shadow Starshine on our lines on Discord. Go ahead, Shadow Starshine.
Hey, so I was just listening into the majority of the conversation that you guys were having on veganism. I missed the ask yourself part about it, but I
you didn't miss much.
Discussing. I probably agree with that, but
well, the other callers have been fantastic.
I wanted to talk about and I know a lot of them too. I wanted to talk about both the sort of smuggling in the value of the Holocaust word or like the murder word, as you guys were saying. A lot of it is the sort of rhetorical device in order to smuggle in a value of a conversation without being descriptive of what's actually happening, you know, in order to try and sway you emotionally to...
Right, that's absolutely what it is.
Definitely.
And so, you know, I know, like, the whole ask yourself stick is to try and get Holocaust as a reasonable description because under some technical limitation, there's like, well, it's destruction or slaughter on a mass scale. But, you know, if we talk about it like that, then even if you, you know, harvest plants, some animals will die, and feeding an entire billions of people will cause, on a mass scale, animals to die.
So Holocaust.
A vegan still support Holocaust. And also, like, you know, if it means destruction, then destroying vegetables is a Holocaust. And obviously we're just losing the sense of the meaning of the word.
Right. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, and I think your description of it was the most accurate, and, you know, they're trying to evoke emotion. I mean, it's not like a Holocaust, because in the real Holocaust, they didn't make more Jews to replace the Jews that they were exterminating, right? If you want to keep your business of selling meat going, you have to keep making more of it. And the same thing's true for vegetables. You got to keep planting plants if you want to keep your business going and keep feeding people.
Yeah, it's almost like...
You could say that's the difference because, you know, like the Jewish Holocaust was about eradication, whereas the animal agriculture isn't. Yeah. Like, I also do understand what they're trying to do because they feel like, from their perspective, they have that value sensation, you know, maybe similar to the Jewish Holocaust, where to us...
Yeah, well, for them, this is emotional. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's absolutely an emotional thing that says they believe that animals are basically at the same level of humans as far as rights are concerned.
I don't think I've ever heard a vegan say they're at the same level, but of a high enough value that, you know, you get that sort of value response.
Fair enough.
Right. Whereas, and I don't really agree, I don't really get that sort of response, and I think that tends to be the majority of people. But,
now, you said to me off the air, before you go on, Shadow, you said off the air that you are not a vegan.
I am not. No,
what is your preference? Are you vegetarian? Are you omnivore?
I'm just a regular omnivore. Mm-hmm. I think out of all the arguments, I suppose, environmentally, there's probably the strongest pull towards doing something. And I would also say that, like, to some point, I care about, you know, animal welfare. I might not go to, like, the vegan level of wanting animal welfare, but I think there's a certain level of treatment we owe to animals.
I agree with you, and I think that's societal.
I feel like that kind of puts down vegans, because not all vegans are doing it for the same reason, right? I mean, I think there's different perspectives, so we're kind of grouping them all together here.
Hmm. Yeah, I know the common, like, sort of internet debating, sort of that sphere, and I've talked to a lot of them. They don't put, like, animals on the same level, but they're definitely more than just, like, welfareists. You know, it's a strictly abolitionist position where it's, like, no matter how you do it, it's wrong.
I think people who even eat animals can kind of sympathize in some respects, you know, with that position.
You mean empathize?
Empathize, yeah, that's what I was looking for. I mean, I could certainly see why somebody would say, you know, the slaughter of animals is wrong. I don't necessarily know that I think the negatives, you know, or the positives outweigh the negatives for it, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're wrong for having that feeling.
Yeah.
I think it's a legitimate feeling to have.
Yeah,
I do too. But I mean, I'm somewhat of a, you know, moral relativist. I think we all come at it from our own perspectives.
Yes, for sure.
And so I can understand the vegan position from your perspective.
If I was
feel this way about animals, then, you know, this would only make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a Vice.com documentary about the South China, or the, I forget what the city was, where they still have, like, the dog-eating festival once a year that many people obviously are very offended by. And the, you know, the Vice reporter in that case, she actually did sit down and she tried some of the dog dishes that, you know, they'd prepped up. And I have to say, I'd be willing to try it as well. You know, not because I support slaughtering my own dog or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
But just because, you know, when in Rome, the people that are there, they don't even view those animals as pets. They are raised for the purpose of being slaughtered. Now, I may not agree with the conditions in which they're kept and all of that, but sure. they don't even look at them as pets. They have pets, and they don't slaughter their pets. They slaughter the animals that are bred for that. And that's not to say, I'm not trying to convince anybody, but that's just their perspective. And like you said, a moral relativism, you know?
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you. It's very hard to argue from an objective standpoint that dogs are somehow special beyond any other animal. Mm. I mean, when it comes to utility, we can argue that dogs are above, you know, most other animals. You have guard dogs, police dogs, blind aid dogs, mm-hmm. you know, all these sorts of things where dogs are certainly more useful, even though pigs might be more smarter. Intelligent by some studies, you can't really utilize them in the same sort of specs that we can for dogs. But saying that would exclude them from being eaten, it makes it a harder argument because, you know, at the base point, we're using dogs for whatever we find most useful about them.
It's true. Shadow, I want to say good call, man. If you want more, we'll stick around for the after show, but I want to make sure we get some more folks here during the radio show. So thank you for the call tonight. Let's go to the phones where Ryan is on the line in Houston. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Whether or not you think do no harm applies to plants or animals, I think we all agree on freedom to make your own decisions, and I want everyone to amp, and then amp, and it's the best $5 a month I spend.
Oh, hey, man, thanks for actually bringing that up. I forgot to thank tonight's amplifier. That's Jesse Cruz, by the way. He's a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, and apparently you are one as well, Ryan. So thank you for that support. The AMP program allows us to get on more radio stations, talk about freedom as far and as wide as possible. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. So what were your thoughts? Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, when it comes to vegan and do no harm, ask any fruit or vegetable farmer in the world. They have a holocaust going on against all the deer, rabbits, hogs, bears, armadillos, squirrels, birds. They kill a bunch of animals to grow that lettuce and that kale and that carrot and everything else that the vegans like to eat. A lot of animals get killed.
That's an interesting point. So you're saying that in order to protect the farmland from these, you know, ravaging...
Farmers are constantly battling animals that want to eat the fruits and vegetables.
Who aren't respecting their property rights, by the way, staying off
right,
the land.
Right, right.
And the bottom line is everything kills everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, but that is life. I wish we had more time, Ryan. I thank you for the call. If you want to jump in to the Discord channels, please do. We will start our after show here in a matter of minutes as soon as we get off the air on the radio. So if you're on twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm, stick around. We're going to continue with our internet-only Freer Talk Live coming up in moments. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com. Allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.